the election of Mir Zafarullah Jamali as the Prime Minister of Pakistan is greeted with cautious optimism by the people. Soft-spoken Mir Zafarullah Jamali, a prominent politician from Balochistan, won 172 votes defeating the candidates from an Islamist alliance and a liberal party of Benazir Bhutto. Jamali won the support of smaller parties and some defectors from the People's Party to secure a thin majority of 328 votes cast. Defeated prime ministerial candidate from the Religious Alliance MMA, Maulana Fazlur Rahman, gave a brief account of what issues parliament should take up in future.
تو سمجھتے ہیں کہ سب سے پہلے اسلامی نظریاتی کونسل کے سفارشات کی بنیاد پر قانون سازی شروع ہو جانی چاہیے اور دوسری بات یہ کہ ایل ایف او جو ہے یا جو جنرل مشرف صاحب کے تین سالہ اقدامات ہیں یا انہوں نے جو آئینی ترمیم کی ہیں وہ ایشو ٹو ایشو نمبر وار باقاعدہ ایوان میں آنی چاہیے تاکہ ایوان اس کو قبول کرے یا اس میں مسترد کرے.
Meanwhile, the mood on the streets was a mixture of cautious optimism in business circles and sheer relief among teenagers who had been concerned by the prospect of a government by the Religious Alliance.
I would like to warn him that he is on the thin edge. He is on the tightrope. In opposition, it is the duty of the opposition to facilitate him to complete its terms for a full 5 years.
I'm happy about this government, the one they've chosen. Because, I mean, it's liberal and we can, you know, walk around like this. Otherwise, if the Maldives would have come, I'm not used to that. I mean, they were a big parda and stuff like that. And trust me, I don't trust the Maldives.
According to state-run television PTV, Jamali will be sworn in on Saturday, November 23rd. Ashima Shahada, ANI.